Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Virtual doctor visits became mainstream during the pandemic, but people who don't have reliable internet service face barriers to getting this kind of care. WUNC's Jason De Bruin reports on some of the challenges for rural residents in North Carolina.
Dr. Richard Mather was an early adopter of telehealth services. The Durham-based orthopedic surgeon says he has long believed it can benefit patients and improve healthcare. That proved beneficial over the past 2 years.
I've had patients tell me they feel even more personal in the video visit because, well, one, we don't wear masks. They'll say, that's the first time I've seen your face.
In 2020, private health insurers and government payers like Medicare started approving basically every telehealth bill they saw. The thinking being that even if there was some fraud, the benefit of telemedicine during a pandemic outweighed those concerns. Doctors knew there would be some guardrails on telemedicine after the worst of the pandemic. They just didn't know how tight. For insurers like John Smith, continuing to pay for telehealth made sense. Smith is the medical director of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, the state's largest private health insurer.
We do want to ensure quality, and certainly that's the responsibility, and it's a shared responsibility across the healthcare community.
To the pleasant surprise of providers, Blue Cross recently announced it would still cover 97% of the services that it covered under the emergency policy. In healthcare, it's a rare day when providers and payers see eye to eye like this. Smith says the insurer even took doctor feedback into consideration when making the new policy.
There were also some autism services that were not covered initially, and based on feedback, we added some of those to reimbursed services as well.
Rural providers saw major benefits as patients now didn't have to drive 20, 30, 40 miles or more just to see the doctor. Stephanie Roden is the chief operating officer for Roanoke Chowan Community Health Center and hopes these payment approvals continue.
That's one of the things we're hoping that we don't regress on in terms of why make all these spectacular, and I call them spectacular, movements forward to ensure folks have accessible healthcare that spans beyond brick and mortar.
But she points out that getting paid is only part of the equation.
But in Eastern North Carolina, one of the barriers continues to be broadband. And so it's great to have access to telehealth, but you also need access to the internet.
That's a problem for many in rural North Carolina, including Robin White. White grew up in Gates County and doesn't have internet at home. She says that even where internet access is technically available, it's too expensive.
Not only that, in this area, you have a lot of people that are older. So it's hard for them to even use their phones. But once they figure out how to use their phone to actually use telehealth, and it keeps going in and out, they're thinking it's their problem. It's not, it's just the internet service.
This problem is one that the Biden administration has tackled. Part of the massive infrastructure bill announced in May includes a $45 billion Internet for All initiative that aims to bring high-speed internet to everyone in the nation by the end of the decade. In the short run, the program offers a $30 per month subsidy to offset the cost of high-speed broadband. Maggie Sauer directs rural health for the State Department of Health and Human Services. She says improving internet access will bring benefits beyond just telemedicine, but she says those benefits can also improve people's health as well.
And so when we talk about the social determinants of health and how people can gain health, housing, transportation, food, and all those things, education and employment are incredibly important to that. And we know that sometimes people can gain employment and jobs if they have access to broadband. So we really look at that, I think, as a health issue.
Even as access barriers remain, advocates for telemedicine say providers should improve their offerings so that people with reliable internet can benefit. Blue Cross saw telehealth services increase by a whopping 7,500% during the pandemic. And while uptake will surely decline from that high point, nearly everyone in healthcare agrees usage will increase going forward. For Here and Now, I'm Jason De Bruin.